Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, week three of the NFL, right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. If you can tell, like always, super excited about what happened on this day. Man, oh man, some unbelievable performances by a lot of guys out there, to be quite honest with you. We're going to get to all the scores in just a little bit, but a couple of the highlights. Once again, the New England Patriots, they just get it done each week, week in and week out. They just continue to impress us. They're like a well-oiled machine, as I was telling Scott. Just incredible. Chiefs get it done in a close one against the Ravens. That was fun to watch. Colts, they're gritty, man. I'll tell you what, Jacoby Brissett, I'll tell you, the kid really goes out there. He puts it all on the line and plays his heart out each week. So if you're not a fan, you're going to become a fan of this kid. The Colts, they're going to continue to battle, too. I really think there's something special about them, even though Andrew Luck isn't with them. The Lions, wow, gutty performance from them, getting a victory on the road against the Eagles. So impressive for them after a week one tie with the Cardinals. They've kind of turned things around a little bit. Speaking about the Cardinals, they go down to the Panthers. So we'll get into that a little bit, a battle of Kyle Allen and Kyler Murray, a couple guys that linked up back in college. Now they link up as starters here in the NFL, and the Panthers get the better of it, so we'll get into that. And the big day for Mike Evans, the wide receiver from the Buccaneers. 8 receptions, 190 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Yep, you heard me. He's not a quarterback either, people. That's a wide receiver, Mike Evans, just putting on a heck of a show. In a losing performance, by the way, because Daniel Jones outshined everybody in what was a miraculous day for him and the New York Football Giants, so I can't wait to talk about that. Texans rebound after a loss from them to the Chargers, and the Chargers right now looking a little shaky, to be honest with you, so kind of interested to talk a little bit about that. The Saints, they go on the road and get a victory with Teddy Bridgewater at the helms. Wow, man, so much to get into. The Niners, they get it done too. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf right here on the NFL Rewind, and it is Sports Overnight America.
Semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's Project Cost Guide to to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
I would put it in his hands.
Second down and nine. Brady under center into zone five. It's tight end. Allen in motion. Michelle in the backfield. A spinning handoff. And it goes to Michelle by the 10. Down a block. 15. He's zigzags the field. The 20. He's by the 25 on the hash mark. The 30 and out to about the 32, 31-yard line of New England. Brought down by John Johnson in the secondary for the Rams. A 26-yard swerving run by Sony Michel to the 31 of New England.
Jones again with time. Corner of the end zone. Completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes. Touchdown, Giants.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Week 3 of the NFL in the books. Can't believe it, man. I'm telling you what, we're going to be saying this in a couple weeks. The season's going by too quickly, and you know what? It's going to be gone before you know it. Like, dead seriously. But what a day for a lot of those young quarterbacks. And let's start with Daniel Jones and what he did with the New York Football Giants, 32-31 on the road, beating the Buccaneers and able to withstand an unbelievable performance from Mike Evans. And most of it happened in the first half, but guy finishes the game with 8 receptions, 190 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jameis Winston, 23 of 37 for 380 yards, and the 3 touchdowns, obviously, all to Mike Evans, which, by the way, I do have him on one of my fantasy football teams, went up against him in one of my other fantasy football teams. So always fun to play fantasy football because you're cheering for guys sometimes and you're rooting against guys all at the same time. Anyways, Daniel Jones, what a day for him. 336 yards, couple touchdowns, no interceptions, 23 of 36. And you know what? A couple of rushing touchdowns to go along with it. I'll tell you what, this kid really went out there and just played, you know, something that Eli hasn't been able to do for them is be the guy to make plays and make things happen. And Daniel Jones gave him that spark. So you got to like what he brought to the table. You got to like the direction that he could maybe take the New York Football Giants in. And again, I know don't get caught speeding here. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they did it on the road. First time this guy starts in the NFL. Got to be a little bit impressed. And I said, if there's a guy that could go out there and shine as a rookie quarterback, it wasn't going to be Kyler Murray, in my humble opinion. It was going to be this Daniel Jones kid because of what he did in the preseason. And I know it's really vanilla, but for some reason, I just felt like this kid belonged, and everybody was kind of laughing about the whole situation there. Nothing to laugh about now. Daniel Jones gets a victory in his first game for the New York Football Giants on the road to Tampa Bay, 32-31. Bengals go down to the Bills, 17-21. Bills wind up getting a late score to seal that deal. And old man Frank Gore, 14 carries, 76 yards, one touchdown. You got to love just seeing that kind of a performance from a guy who literally is playing with knees that have got to be shot, a body that's got to be shot, and he's playing with heart, determination, and you know what? Probably a really high football IQ. So Frank Gore has a solid day for the Bills, 21-17. They do get it done. And, you know, say what you want about Josh Allen, but the dude gets the job done week in and week out. And look out, the Buffalo Bills, they're 3-0, and they might be able to run a little bit with the New England Patriots, who another victory for those guys. That's a well-oiled machine. 30-14, they win. Look, I think it's going to be a two-team race. At the end of the day, it's Kansas City most likely playing the New England Patriots, unless something bizarre happens in the AFC. It's going to be kind of boring. But hopefully along the way, we're just going to continue to be inspired by what we see on the football field. Cowboys get it done over the Dolphins. It started out a little sluggish and slow for them, but 31-6, they do pull away. Amari Cooper, a couple touchdowns, 88 yards, six receptions for him. Dak Prescott, 246, 19 of 32. Ezekiel Elliott, another 100-yard day for him, 125 on 19 carries. So pretty solid, productive day for the Dallas Cowboys, who are also off to a 3-0 start. Packers 27-16. They get it done over the Denver Broncos, who were feisty for a while. I'll be honest with you. They played a pretty solid first half. This thing was relatively close, 17-10 at the halftime. And then Green Bay's defense, you know what? Like Aaron Rodgers said, week one, they have a defense. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, 17 of 29, 235, one touchdown. A big day for Aaron Jones in the sense of being able to score touchdowns, but not a huge day for him on the ground carrying the ball, but he did add two touchdowns. And I don't think that offense is quite clicking on all cylinders yet. So it might be scary to see what the Green Bay Packers are all about if they do have a complete football game, because the defense has been absolutely stellar. So liking what I'm seeing on that side of the ball for the Green Bay Packers. Colts, I talked a little bit about Jacoby Brissett, man. Tell you what, dude is fast becoming one of my favorite players in the NFL. I love the way that this guy plays. You know, I'm watching games a lot of times at bars, and it's interesting hearing fans of those teams, and you hear guys screaming, oh, don't do this, don't do that, and then they're like, yes, one the next moment they're screaming, and that is a lot of what you hear when you're talking about Jacoby Brissett. But 28 of 37, and he started out the day on fire, man. So 310 yards, two touchdowns for him, a real solid win for the Colts, 27-24, and the Falcons just can't seem to get it done. I don't know exactly what's wrong with them, because they have a ton of weapons. I mean, Julio Jones, 128, a touchdown and eight receptions in a losing effort. So it's not like they don't have weapons. They do. They got a lot of weapons. Chiefs hang on, 33-28 over the Ravens. Patrick Mahomes, another really, really good football day for him, 27-37 for 374 and three touchdowns. Mark Ingram was carrying the rock really well for the Ravens. Three touchdowns for him, 103 yards, 16 carries in a losing effort. Wasn't the best day for Lamar Jackson. And we'll get into a lot of this stuff on the other side. I do want to get through the scores. Vikings 34-14 over the Raiders, and Dalvin Cook, three straight games now, over 100 yards, 16 carries, 110, and a touchdown to go along with it for him. And Thielen, a big day for the Vikings wide receiver. Patriots, like I said, 30-14, they beat the Jets. 27-24, the Lions over the Eagles. And you know what? this is just a little unfortunate for the Eagles, because it was a gutsy performance from Carson Wentz, who is playing without a ton of weapons right now. No Alshon Jeffrey, no DeSean Jackson. Makes things a lot more difficult when you're going to your number three guy and making him step up to be your number one. And I'm not taking anything away from those guys that are out there playing for the Eagles, but truth be told, they're not Alshon Jeffrey and they're not DeSean Jackson. So, kudos to them putting out a really strong effort. But Lions have kind of figured things out a little bit. 2-0-1 now on the season, 27-24. They do win. Panthers 38-20 in the Kyle Allen, Kyler Murray rematch once again. As like I said, they battled it out in college, and Kyle Allen got the better of that one back in the day and gets the better of this one, 38-20 over the Cardinals. And the Cardinals struggling in a lot of ways, to be honest with you. So there's so much to get into, by the way, with all these scores that I'm giving you, and a lot to dissect and a lot to take in from week three of the NFL. Texans 27-20 over the Chargers. Nice win for them on the road. Chargers, again, this is something we got to get into. They're not all that in a bag of chips, and I think that they're struggling without Melvin Gordon, and that's starting to speak a little bit more loudly and clearly as the weeks progress. And I know it's not something that they want to admit to, but Melvin Gordon, you're missing that dynamic on the field. It does make a difference. 49ers hang on to beat the Steelers 24-20. Saints, like I said, on the road, nice victory for Teddy Bridgewater and the guys, and a huge day for Alvin Kamara, running and catching the ball, 33-27. They win against the Seahawks. Rams, that was the Sunday nighter. They win against the Browns 20-13. Jared Goff, couple touchdowns, couple interceptions, little good, little bad, and the Browns just were struggling all around when it comes to trying to move the football on the Rams, and not too surprised, to be quite honest with you. So a ton to get into from week three of the NFL, and when I do come back on the other side, I'll get into some of the good, some of the bad, some of the things that I think are very intriguing and interesting in week three of the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
It's first and goal at the Kansas City 7 for the Rams. Couple tight ends. Goff under center. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff. Drops back. Looks right. Arching spiral pass in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Over the shoulder. Two-handed catch in the back corner of the end zone by Robert Woods.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Cobb and Nilsson go wide to the left of the line. Williams will shift to the left side of Hundley. Low shotgun snap, plucks it off the turf. Hundley drops the throw, fires to the left sideline. Wide open at the 10 and into the end zone is Randall Cobb. 39 yards for the score. And for the first time since December 27 of 2015, somebody scores in the regular season on the opening drive against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game's tied at 6.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 3 in the books right here on Sports Overnight America. So much to get into. I know I got callers at 1-800-878-7529. Always hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there, too. It's Dorf on Sports. Great day in the NFL. Some big-time performances from a lot of guys, to be quite honest with you. A lot of great performances from wide receivers. Some really good running back performances today. And, of course, some great quarterback play, as always, from the NFL. Let's jump out to the phone. Speaking of quarterbacks, let's hook up with my quarterback, none other than Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf, man. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 3, brother, in the books right here on Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, man, how are you, my brother from a different mother? There's a lot of things on my mind today, and I am feeling so great. And, you know, I want to just divert a little bit about just the scores, but about NFL games and the next day when you go to work or wherever you see your friends when your team wins. Or if you have a weekend like Mitch in Santa Monica did. And I'm going to divert, and please give me 20 seconds here. But when you start your Saturday with Cal being the first 4-0 team in the Pac-12 and going up and beating Ole Miss and now being ranked 15. And then Wisconsin steps on Michigan's throat and goes up to 8. And Miami beats Central Michigan. And the Brewers win and the Cubs lose, which put the Brewers in the wild card sole possession. And then you go to today where the Packers win and the Brewers win again and the Nationals lose. And now you've got the Brewers and the Nationals are tied for that spot. And then you go like, well, what else could go right? Team is.
Not sure what happened to Mitch there in Santa Monica, but wow, just an amazing day in the NFL, man. And I agree with everything that you said, Mitch. I mean, look, you're right. The sports world has other things happening. We know that, brother. I get it. Obviously, on the NFL Rewind, we like to. I know. On the NFL Rewind, we focus on NFL football. So everything you said definitely has its time and its place. But let's talk a little NFL. And since you mentioned, obviously, the Brewers and all that stuff, well, let's go to Green Bay. Let's talk about your Packers, and we'll talk about the performance that they had. And once again, defense was stellar. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm sorry, but, you know, this offense should be more prolific than it is. And Aaron Jones was running like a beast last week. This week doesn't have the same type of mojo. I know he got a couple touchdowns, but obviously not the type of yardage that you're expecting from that guy. And Aaron Rodgers, well, even though he was relatively efficient, Mitch, 235 yards, one touchdown, he's missing some throws that I'm accustomed to see him making. I see him arguing a little bit with LaFleur on the sidelines to a certain degree. So I understand you're probably feeling pretty good about the situation. They are 3-0. I understand that. But I do think there is a little bit of cause for concern because offensively, they're definitely struggling at this point, man.
They are finding – you say struggling. I'm saying finding themselves. This is a team in which they had absolutely no preseason snaps with Aaron Rodgers in the first team. And we've talked about this ad nauseum – online and offline together. So this team is going to come together. I have no problem, no issues with what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and his offense. The key is that this team now finally has a defense, and the defense is winning the ball games. And once you will see what's going to happen now. They've got a Thursday game this week against a depleted Eagles game, Eagles team.
Yep.
And then they got 10 days off to prepare for the Cowboys. So, you know, it's kind of on paper looking like a really tough schedule, but now the way things are working out, they've got things in there where they're happening where they potentially have a good shot of going 5-0. I mean, I'm not saying that the Lions right now undefeated. Please, 2-0-1. I mean, please. A tie against Arizona. Forget the light outs. And you know what? Their win today was great against the Eagles. But that shows you really where the Eagles are. So let's see what happens this Thursday night with them. I am, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is behind the ball, and if he's healthy, I have no problems with what's going to happen. Forget all his QBR. Forget about everything else. But he's going to find ways to win the games. There are players there that are going to be stepping up and making plays. And as far as this defense is concerned, this defense is keeping them in the game. They're winning the games. They are the number one team in terms of takeovers, and that is no fluke. This is for real, guys. This is a team that has a defense, and you know, and you preached it on the show for years, defense wins championships. And we usually talk about that in the playoffs because the usual regular season is about an offensive, like, show. But now what we're seeing with the Packers is their defense is for real. These guys, Smith, your law firm is completely stepping up. And I love what's going on with the Packers right now. Granted, they're my team, and you know what? They're kind of like cardiac at the end, but it's kind of like the Cal Bears. They go out the great start, and then they're the cardiac kids, and you see what happens in the game.
Let me throw a couple things at you because you bring up a couple of great topics here. Okay, so with everything that you saw from week 3 in the NFL, because I got to keep you on task here, Mitch in Santa Monica. With everything that you saw from week 3 in the NFL, and a lot of new faces out there as far as the quarterbacks go, a lot of opportunity for guys. What was the one thing that you saw from week 3 in the NFL that really caught your eye from one of these young quarterbacks? Was it the performance from Daniel Jones, who I think really, really showed something? A lot of heart on the road, winning at Tampa Bay in a gutsy performance.
I'll stop you right there, without question. I mean, I you know, I was going to give you Mitch's picks earlier this morning. I didn't do that, but I was gonna, like, the Giants are done for the year. But that performance was impressive because I think the Buccaneers were actually a for real team, and they weren't getting. You know, I mean, it's hard to win an NFL game. You need some luck. You need some breaks. And I didn't think the Buccaneers were getting those breaks in the beginning of the season. And for the Giants to go in there with him to win that game, I think was extremely impressive. Super impressive. So
what about, let me ask you, two more,
was
two
huge. I also think that
for you,
the
Mitch.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm sorry.
No worries. Two more questions for you.
Yeah.
Which wide receiver today just absolutely blew your mind? Was it Tyler Lockett? Was it the performance from Mike Evans there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the 190 yards and the three touchdowns? Which wide receiver really stole the show today?
Well, I think there are a lot of big wide receiver plays throughout all of NFL, all throughout the entire NFL. I think it was more a quarterback thing. I'm not going to focus on the wide receivers because it's about the quarterback delivering the ball. And it's like, which quarterback stepped up and really delivered the ball today to, you know, whether it was a young guy or an old guy. So, you know, I'm not going to necessarily, I mean, the receivers, as we've seen, they become like interchangeable parts. It's the quarterback who's the nucleus.
Let's give you the last call on it, man, because I got to take a break in a minute. Which NFL quarterback today just rocked your world? Who were you super impressed with?
I was impressed with the Giants. I was with the Giants. I was also impressed with, you know, the Lions. I mean, you know, these guys are stepping up, and you know, I can't not fault A-Rod. He's 3-0. I mean, he had a touchdown. He, you know, threw for 235 yards, 17 for 29. I mean, he's my guy.
All so, right, hey, and I got a rock and roll, Mitch.
And by the way, the Bills?
Yeah. Well, I'll hear from him next week, man. Anyways, but he was right. Daniel Jones, hell of a day for that kid. Two in the air, two on the ground. That is a heck of a performance from a rookie quarterback that not a lot of people thought was any good, and were laughing at the Giants when they drafted him. Anyways, I'll be back in just a second. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone. Adams gets it for the touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
And it is. The Chiefs break huddle, and they're all white with red trim, moving to our left. At the 21 of L.A., golden opportunity. Mahomes under center. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, and a drop back is 7. Screen pass for Hunt, 20. Outside the numbers, 15-10. Got a block at the 5. Inside the pylon. Touchdown! Screen pass to Hunt.
Scott on second, going deep. And there's a touchdown. Michael Gallup, a rookie, outmaneuvered down the far sideline to catch a touchdown.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
How about that?
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. It's Dorf on Sports on Twitter. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'm going to break through every game, and I'm going to go through the good and the bad, at least from what I saw. If you don't think I'm seeing it right, love to hear from you. Believe me. 1-800-878-7529. All right, so we're going to start off with Thursday because we did see something interesting there. We saw Gardner Minshew mania take over where the guy threw for a couple touchdowns. And if you don't know his story, the kid from Wazoo came out and had an opportunity, made the most of it, right? He said, I'm going to make the most of it. And he sure as hell did. And the Jaguars got a much-needed win. The Titans, I think, are just – look, man, they're going to make you scratch your head week in and week out. And I think it's going to be one of those situations where they're probably going to be in it because their division is going to be interesting. And I don't know if there's ever going to be somebody that really, really takes off. So I think that ultimately 10-6 could win that division. So 9-7, you're right there. It'll be interesting. I really think it will definitely be interesting to see how that division all shakes out when you think about the teams that are there. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Houston, and Tennessee. From what I've seen so far, I'm going to say I like Houston and Indianapolis. But again, a lot could change. A lot could change. Bengals and Bills. The Bengals are just not a good football team. I'm sorry, but that's just – I can't sugarcoat it, people. Andy Dalton has no weapons. Mixon can't get out of the backfield more often than not. He wound up having a decent game, but truth be told, they don't have a good balanced attack. And their defense, it's going to get tired because they're going to be on the field a lot of time. The Bills, though, on the other hand, I think it's interesting to hope that they can continue this type of play. At some point in the season, I have a feeling the Bills are going to hit the wall and they're going to struggle. So let's see how long the Bills can keep this up. Cowboys are a pretty good football team. I don't need to spend any time talking about the Dolphins. They're pathetic. They're not worth me talking about. So the Cowboys are going to get a little more time than other teams. But they're a good football team. Defensively, we'll see when they go up against teams that maybe have more weapons. But offensively, I'm sorry. I mean, Amari Cooper, very good number one wide receiver. Ezekiel Elliott may be the best running back in the game. And Dak Prescott, for what it's worth, in my humble opinion, I think he's a pretty damn good quarterback. He's not Tom Brady good. I get it. But he's a pretty damn good quarterback. So I like the Cowboys a lot. And what you've noticed about the Cowboys here the last few weeks, the drama has definitely settled down quite a bit, and it's business time. But I will say this, it doesn't matter how much anybody's about business, because at the end of the year, you got to be healthy. So the strong will survive. We'll see who winds up being there at the end. Packers, I do think they're a good football team. I am definitely from the great state of Wisconsin, so I am not one of those homer guys. I'm a little bit more objective. I don't see the offense flourishing right now because it's not. They've had their moments, sure. But overall, the defense has carried these guys. And again, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. But as far as the offensive side of the ball, it's been a little inconsistent. And yes, absolutely. It's a lot because Aaron Rodgers didn't play in the preseason. I get it, man. I get it. And thank God, because of the way things have worked out with the defense, it hasn't come back to bite them. And they're winning football games that they should win. Denver, you know, I watched that game, and I'll tell you what, they've got some playmakers. I mean, Phillip Lindsay, he's like a buck 05 soaking wet. And obviously I'm kidding a little bit, but he's a little dude. And he goes out there and he makes a lot of plays. And he throws his body on the line. I like watching that kid play. Undrafted kid. He's got a lot of heart. And they've got some other guys. Freeman can run the ball. They've got some decent pieces. I just don't think that at this point in Joe Flacco's career, he's going to come in there and be like a savior. It's just not going to happen. Not seeing it. Moving on. Falcons and Colts. The Falcons, I had high hopes for them. I really did. And it's early enough that they can still figure it out. But their defense is going to have to really get a lot better. They gave up big chunks. Big chunks, man. And the offensive players, Julio Jones was fantastic. 8 receptions, 128 yards, a touchdown. The running game, I think it was – part of the problem was is they were behind. So you have to go about things a little differently when you're behind. It's why it's so important to have that balanced attack, man. You got to have that balanced attack in the NFL. So I think the Falcons still have time. But I'm definitely off the wagon of thinking that they could potentially be a Super Bowl contender because they got a lot to go for that to happen. The Colts, on the other hand, I'm telling you what, they're going to overachieve. They're going to overachieve. Jacoby Brissett will find – he'll be able to make plays. He'll find enough plays to make. Are there going to be games that he loses because he's searching to make those plays? Sure, absolutely. But I do believe that you're going to be okay with that. That's not a problem when you know a guy is giving it everything he has. You'll take the good with the bad. T.Y. Hilton, he can still get out there and run routes. Really doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball. Mac, their running back, he's pretty decent too. So they've got some pieces that they can work with. Chiefs, we know they're a juggernaut, man. That's a really good football team. And when Tyreek Hill comes back, they're going to be even better. We know that. The Ravens, I was a little unimpressed with Lamar Jackson and his inability to go out there and throw a better ball. He started out okay, and then after they scored that early touchdown, it got a little shaky. And then the crazy backyard plays that he was making late in the ball game to kind of make it interesting, because they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter to only 3 points from the Chiefs. So it got interesting, but the Ravens are not quite at the level of the Chiefs. Could they get them? Maybe, sure. But I think it's really hard to hold Patrick Mahomes to a bad game. You maybe can hold him to a bad quarter, but that guy can throw for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in a quarter. So ultimately, you got to have him be bad for a whole day, and that's hard to do. Ravens, I think they'll get better as the season goes on. Vikings had a nice victory. I think that this is exactly what they needed. Get home, have a nice victory over a Raider team that was riding emotions pretty high early on. But then I think they came back to earth, and they're now going to have a pretty long season. I expect the Vikings to be tough throughout the whole year. And the running game they have with Dalvin Cook, he's had 300-yard games. Not much more you can say. That they're going to have a balanced attack is my whole point. And Kirk Cousins has two good receivers, Thielen and Diggs, that he can go to quite often. Patriots are just a well-oiled machine. They're freaking good, man. It doesn't matter if you take weapons away. He has tons of weapons as it is. Rex Burkhardt goes off today. I mean, Gordon has a solid day. Brady throws for 300-plus, a couple touchdowns. Guy's 42 years old. 42 years old, he's making this stuff look easy, people. Making this stuff look easy. Patriots are making it look easy. Punch their ticket to the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. Punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game. Eagles and Lions. Lions, I'm impressed with. I think they're playing much better football. Week one, man, they took their foot off the gas. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. And Stafford can make any throw in the book. Eagles are going to struggle while those wide receivers are out. It's too much for Carson Wentz, man. You can't ask them to do too much like they are right now. Panthers, they may have themselves a quarterback controversy. Like, Kyle Allen looked pretty good, man. 19 of 26, 4 touchdowns for that dude. 38 points they put up on the board. They weren't doing that with Cam Newton. Greg Olsen had a hell of a day. A couple touchdowns, 6 receptions, 75 yards. Solid day. Christian McCaffrey running the ball fantastic too. 24 carries, 153 and a touchdown for him. So it was an all-around pretty stellar performance from the Panthers, who absolutely needed that victory to have any hope whatsoever to stay within reach of making the playoffs. And the Cardinals, man, I'm sorry, people. I know you're going to not like me, because the truth of the matter is I'm so realistic about things, and I just tell it the way it is. Dude, they're bad. They're really bad. Kyler Murray, you're going to get good. You're going to get bad. You're going to get touchdowns. You're going to get interceptions. You're going to get bonehead plays. This is typical. So I don't want to keep seeing from Cardinal fan each week, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to kick this guy's butt, we're going to beat this. No, you're not. You're going to be trailing in most games, and you're going to look good at moments, because Kyler can't look bad for 60 minutes, man. It's impossible. Sorry, it's impossible. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back, and I'll wrap things up like I do Dorfman style right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
To Carolina, Philadelphia, Brady under center, first and 10, a couple tight ends. Gets the snap, spins to his left, hands off to White over the left guard. He got a block at the 25, on the numbers, the 20. He goes inside, he's at the 15, the 10, breaks the tackle, the 10, the 5, touchdown! White frees himself, wiggles free, runs into the end zone, touchdown New England!
The scrimmage from the Cardinal 47, Stafford play action fake, being chased, Matthews got a duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side, in his pocket, aim and go at the 20, shakes the man at the 10, Danny to the house,
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in, slipped the defender, took it to the house. That's big.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here with me tonight on the NFL Rewind. Week 3 of the NFL in the books now here on Sports Overnight America. Can't believe it, man. Almost a month into the NFL season. Insane. It's crazy. It's really crazy. A couple things I got to get off the chest before I get out of here. Some really gutsy performances, some great performances from a lot of guys on the football field on Sunday, and we come to expect that week in and week out. Keenan Allen with a spectacular performance. He had 13 catches for 183 yards, 2 touchdowns. We talked about Mike Evans, 8 receptions, 990 yards, and his 3-touchdown performance. Tyler Lockett, 11 catches, 154 yards, and a touchdown to go along with that one. A great day from Kamara from the New Orleans Saints. He ran the ball and he was catching the ball. I think he had like 9 receptions for 92 yards or something along those lines, and a couple of touchdowns, one running and one throw, one catching. Some really good performances out of those usual suspects that we always expect to, like Patrick Mahomes, another three touchdown day, and Tom Brady with the magic that he has with the New England Patriots, man, just throw him any weapon. It doesn't make a difference. He'll find that guy and he'll score touchdowns week in and week out. And he does it at 42, like he's doing it when he was 25. So really impressive, unbelievable stuff. And just keep watching, because you're going to be mesmerized week in and week out is what you see on the field from the NFL, because these guys are spectacular. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, make way for everybody else to come on in and do their thing. For Scott on the other side, making it always possible for me, I'm the Dwarf Man saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.